between lovely Rosamond and Gorman, with his stunning wife Ethel Attree. Billy was a mountain, Ethel was a tree growing off of his shoulder. Billy was a mountain,
Billy was a mountain.
Ethel was a tree growing off of his shoulder.
Ethel was a tree growing off of his shoulder.
Billy had two big cakes for eyes, with a cliff for a jaw that would go up and down. And whenever it did, he'd puff out some dust and hack up a boulder.
Now, one day, now I believe it was on a Tuesday, a man in a checkered double-knit suit drove up in a large Eldorado Cadillac leased from Bob Spreen.
Where the freeways meet in Downey.
And he laid a huge, bulging envelope right at the corner of Billy the Mountain. That was right where his foot was supposed to be. Now, Billy the Mountain, he couldn't believe it. All those postcards he'd posed for all of those years. And finally, now at last, his royalties.
Royalty check is in, honey.
Yes, Billy the Mountain was rich. Yes, and his eyeball caves, they widened in amazement. And his jaw, which was a cliff, well, it dropped 30 feet. A bunch of dust puffed out. Rocks and boulders hacked up. Crushing the Lincoln.
I gave him the money. He acted real funny. He hocked up a rock and it totaled my car. Oh, do you know any trucks might be bound for the valley? I don't want to stand here all night in this bar. Dear Lord, I don't want to stand here all night in this bar. No shit, I don't want to stand here all night.
By 2 o'clock, when the bars had already closed down, Billy had broken the big news to Ethel. And with dust and boulders everywhere, Billy choked with excitement, announced,
Ethel, we're going on a vacation.
And they were going on a vacation. Oh, and Ethel, like any little woman, she of course was very excited. She creaked a little bit, and some old birds flew off of her. Billy told Ethel they were going to...
Ethel, we're going to... New York.
But first, they were gonna stop in Las Vegas!
Yeah.
They left that night, crunching across the Mojave Desert, their voices echoing through the canyons of your minds.
Ethel, wanna get a cup of coffee?
Howard Johnson's, Howard Johnson's. Howard Johnson's, Howard Johnson's.
There's a Howard Johnson's. Wanna eat some clams?
The first noteworthy piece of real estate they destroyed was Edwards Air Force Base.
And to this very day, wing nuts and data reduction clerks alike speak in reverent whispers about that fateful night when test stand number one and the rocket sled itself got lunched. I said lunched. By a famous mountain in?
Ha-di-ya-di-ya-da.
And his small wooden wife.
Ha-di-ya-di-ya-da-ya-da-da.
We're just into the KTTV news service. Undeniably links this mountain and his wife to drug abuse and payoffs as part of a San Joaquin Valley smut ring. However, we can assure parents in the Southern California area that a recent narcotics crackdown in Torrance, Hawthorne, Lomita, Westchester, Playa del Rey, Santa Monica, Tujunga, Sunland, San Fernando, Pacoima, Sylmar, Newhall, Canoga Park, Palmdale, Glendale, Irwindale, Rolling Hills, Granada Hills, Shadow Hills, Cheviot Hills. We'll provide the secret evidence the Palmdale grand jury has needed to seek a criminal indictment and pave the way for stiffer legislation, increased federal aid, and avert a crippling strike of bartenders and veterinarians throughout the Inland Empire.
Within the week,
Jerry Lewis had hosted a telethon.
La la la, nice lady.
To raise funds for the injured, and homeless.
Homeless in Glendale.
As Billy had just leveled it.
And a few miles right outside of town, Billy caused a
on my papa
in the earth's crust, right over the secret underground dumps, right near the Jack in the Box on Glen Oaks, where they keep the
pools of old poison gas and obsolete germ bombs.
Just as a freak tornado cruised through.
Yes, it was about 3 o'clock in the afternoon when little Howard Kaplan was sitting on his porch.
Toto!
Just
come
playing
on, Toto.
And having a nice time with his little accordion.
Toto!
And this weird wind came up.
Toto!
Direct from Glendale.
Toto!
Blowing these terrible
Toto!
Terms in his direction.
Where, Toto?
And all this caused
Toto!
By a huge mountain.
ATM!
So.
For untimely dispersal over vast stretches of
what?
Now, unless I misunderstood, it was right outside of Columbus, Ohio, when Billy received his notice to report for his induction physical. Now, let me tell you, Ethel said she wasn't going to let him go.
I'm not going to let you go, Billy.
That's right.
We now have confirmed reports from an informed Orange County minister that Ethel is still an active communist. And it is this reporter's opinion that she also practices
covenant
witchcraft.
It was about this time that the telephone rang inside of the secret briefcase, belonging to the one mortal man who might be able to stop all of this senseless destruction and save America herself. And I'm sorry to disappoint some of you, it was not Chief Redden. This one man was Studebaker Hawk, fantastic new superhero of the current economic slump.
Now some folks say he looked like Zubin Mehta.
Zubin Mehta!
Still others say, bullshit, honey.
Bullshit, man.
He was just another greasy guy who happened to be born next to the frozen beef pies at Boney's Market. Still others say, cha and piss on you, Jack. He's just a crazy Italian who drove a red car, you see. Nobody ever really knew for sure because Studebaker was so mysterious. He was so mysterious. He was so mysterious. Cause when a person gets to be such a hero, folks, and marvelous beyond compute, you can never really tell about a guy like that whether he's really a nice person or if he just smiles a lot. What? Or if he has a son named Pinocchio or what?
Whether he's really a nice person or if he has a son named Pinocchio or what?
Some men say he could fly, some men say he could swim, others say he could sing like Neil Sedaka, and all the girls in Flushing would be amazed of him. 2, 3, mom.
Amazed. Time passed. January.
February.
March.
July.
Wednesday.
August.
Irwindale.
2:30 in the afternoon.
Sunday.
Monday.
Funny car.
Walnut.
Friday.
City of Industry.
Big John Masmedian.
So when the phone rang in the secret briefcase, a strong masculine hand with a deadly do-right wristwatch
and flexi bracelet
grabbed it
and answered in a deep, calmly assured voice.
So, hello already? Are you kidding? You're not kidding. A mountain?
Hadiadiada.
With a tree growing off of its shoulder?
Hadiadiada.
Oh, you're full of shit, man. Listen, by the way, before I go on, did you get those white albums I sent you with the pencil on the front? Yeah? Yeah, you should move some of those for me. We're having a lot of... Listen, so kiss little Jakey on the head. And how'd your wife's hemorrhoids? Oh, that's too bad. Listen, so you got a mountain with a tree. Listen, causing... Oh my... Well, let me write this down. Sort of take a few notes here. Yeah? To El Segundo, huh? Causing untold destruction? Oh. Ah, that's...
My baby!
Wanted for draft evasion?
Oh.
An expense account? And per diem, too?
Some men say he could dance.
They said he could dance, and of course they were right. Ladies and gentlemen, this is it. The Studebaker Hawk Dancing Lesson and Cosmic Prayer for Guidance featuring Ainsley Dunbar. Hit it.
Twirly, 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 twirly.
Hey! Right hand
from the heart. Left hand from the heart. Right hand from the heart. Left hand from the left shoulder to the heart.
Fillmore?
Nobody can dance like Studebaker Hawk. So many rumors have spread about Studebaker Hawk. Consider this rumor. which was published about 3 weeks ago in Rolling Stone.
Oh, it's got to be true.
Studebaker Hawk can write the Lord's Prayer on the head of a pin.
No! I'm so hip! Right beside Elliot Roberts' Big Bang Book, next to the moat where Crosby flushed away all his stash, and the cops gotta be the boat and go away to the camp where Neil Young slipped another kiss.
Frozen by the pies, frozen by the pies, frozen by the pies.
And that was the
of a frozen beef pie.
Boldly springing into action, he phoned his wife,
who ran a modeling school, whereupon he... Yes! He ran around the back of the Broadway at Hollywood Boulevard and Vine to see if he could find himself some big, large, unused cardboard boxes.
No shit! After which... he hit up the Ralph's on Sunset for some Mancha Mima syrup, some Kaiser broiler foil, and a pair of blunt scissors.
Yes. Hey! Yes! And in the parking lot of Ralph's, where no prices are lower prices than Ralph's, in the parking lot of Ralph's, in between a pair of customized trucks where nobody was looking, he cut out some really, really, really nice wings, and he covered them thoroughly with foil.
Oh!
Then he took those wings and wedged one under each of his powerful arms and sneaked into a telephone booth.
Yes! Yes! And then he shut the fucking door! And he pulled down his blue denim policeman-type trouser pants, and he spread even amounts of Aunt Jemima maple syrup all over the inside of his leg.
Soon, the booth was filling with flies. He held open the legs of his boxer shorts so they could all get in.
Yes! Oh. And when each and every one of those little cocksucking flies has got into his pants and they were lapping up all that maple syrup, he bent over and he put his head between his legs and he said in a very clear, impressive Ron Hubbard type voice,
and the booth and everything lifted up out of the parking lot and into the sky.
Studebaker Hawk,
yeah, yeah. Studebaker Hawk,
Studebaker Hawk,
Studebaker Hawk,
yeah, yeah.
Studebaker Hawk,
Studebaker Hawk.
He's coating his legs with Aunt Jemima syrup up and down. Shorts will be filled with flies that will be buzzing all around.
Studebaker Hawk, he's really out of sight. Studebaker Hawk, he does it every night. Studebaker Hawk, he treats the flies all right. Studebaker Hawk, that's why they never bite.
Hey!
He's in the air! Right in the air!
He could be a dog or a frog or a lesbian.
Oh,
Mountains, we'll join Studebaker Hawk on the edge of Billy the Mountain's mouth. Take it away.
Hey, Billy, listen. I've come to reason with you. Our great country needs you in the armed forces. Your number came up. You can't go on running like this forever.
Oh, but Ethel just shook her twigs angrily. But Studebaker Hawk, calm, cool, collected, and unperturbed, continued.
Yeah, well, listen, you...
Listen, you communist son of a bitch. You better get your ass down there for your fucking physical, or I'll see to it that you get used for field dirt and some impending New Jersey marsh reclamation. And your girlfriend there will wind up disguised as a series of brooms, primitive ironing boards, or a doghouse. Get the...
Get the picture?
Yeah, well, Billy just laughed.
If they think they're gonna draft me, they're crazy.
Unfortunately, because Studebaker Hawk was standing on the edge of Billy the Mountain's mouth, when the giant mountain laughed, Studebaker Hawk lost his footing and fell screaming 200 feet into the rubble below.
I'm gonna need a truss.
Oh, listen, that only goes to show you, and it'll show you once again, that
a mountain is something you don't wanna fuck with. You don't wanna fuck with. Don't fuck around.
Don't fuck around.
Don't fuck with Billy.
No.
And don't fuck with Ethel. You saw what just happened to the guy with the flies. Don't fuck around.
No. Don't fuck around.
Don't fuck around.
Don't fuck around.
Don't fuck around.
Don't fuck
around.
To mention, this is where we take our intermission. We'll see you in a few minutes.